What do you feel like you learned about this team last week? Because you guys fought on defense, gave yourselves a chance. What did you take away from that Texas game?
You know, going into that game, obviously we knew it was going to be a tough game. Texas is always going to have great athletes. They're obviously doing really well this year, had a lot of success, highly ranked team. So we knew it was going to be a bloodbath, but we knew it was going to, you know, be a fight to the end. Just whoever's the more physical team is going to win that game. And I feel like, you know, especially on defense, we tried to come out with that mindset. No matter what college team you're lining up against, they're always going to have great players, big O-linemen, great running backs. And I feel like, you know, we did everything in our power, you know, to do what we could to stop them. Obviously, certain things in the game didn't go our way. Bad field position, you know, some special teams errors and whatnot. But that's kind of what you learn is if you don't perform as a full team, all three parts of the team, offense, defense, and special teams, you know, it's very hard to go out, especially on the road against a top 10 ranked team and win that game. So
you touched on this, Max, but road games, the last three haven't gone your way. Obviously, tough in this league to play on the road, but you got another challenge this week. What needs to change to change that outcome?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have, like I said, you know, all three sides of the ball, we all need to pick it up, do better. Defensively, we had a lot of, you know, missed assignments, you know, some big plays they got on us. Special teams, obviously the starting field position was a big factor in that game. But yeah, you know, we're just going to take it, you know, as another challenge. You know, going up to West Virginia, we know it's going to be a great atmosphere, great environment for us. We just need to really thrive off that. Texas, in terms of, you know, away atmosphere, you know, I've experienced a lot crazier stadiums, a lot louder, a lot more hostile student sections. So I feel like, you know, in terms of, you know, setting, I feel like we just need to come in and play our game, you know, regardless of who we're playing or where we're at. So,
thanks, Jared. Next, we'll have Sean and then Mitch Harper.
Max, that kind of blends into a little bit what I wanted to ask you about, because I don't know if you subscribe much to the vampire coots theory that's floating around social media and Reddit and everywhere. You've probably seen it or laughed about it or whatnot.
I've seen it for sure.
It's silly overall, but it is kind of interesting that you guys are going to West Virginia this week, and you're kicking off at 7 o'clock local time. Like, you're not necessarily... That's not necessarily something that happens with you guys. Usually you go to the East Coast and you move a little bit earlier, right? Are you excited to experience a night game on the East Coast in a place like Morgantown?
Yeah, I mean, touching on that vampire theory first, you know, I personally don't buy into all that. When it comes down to it, you know, both teams got to start the game at the same time. They both got to, you know, get up and prepare that morning and whatnot. So I feel like it's fair grounds on both sides of the ball. So you can't really use that as an excuse. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to going up to West Virginia, going out there and, you know, playing a little night game a little later in the day. It's definitely, you know, been our bread and butter in the past. We've done really well at night. So hopefully, yeah, we can just keep it going into this game.
Max, so much is made about the week-in, week-out grind of playing a Power 5 schedule. Having been a player that experienced independent schedules to now in the thick of one of these P5 slates, what would you say, from your experience, has been the biggest adjustment navigating week after week these Power 5 teams?
Yeah, I mean, we all knew it going into this season that it was going to be, you know, dogfights each week. You know, every team in the Big 12 has the capability and the talent to go out and win every game if they need. You know, every team's going to have a great quarterback, a good running back. We've experienced it each week. I feel like each running back gets a little bit better each week. But that's just the Big 12 and Power 5 for you. So I feel like compared to, you know, independents where, you know, the schedule's a little bit more inconsistent, you get some Power 5 teams mixed in with some G5 teams, you know, occasionally some FCS teams. You know, it's a grinder going in every week, having to sacrifice your body. You know, the last couple of weeks it's been, you know, 80 plays on defense. You know, that's a lot on your body, but I think, yeah, we're just trusting the process ultimately, you know, trying to get our legs back throughout the week, practicing hard still, and, you know, just giving our all on game day.
How excited, though, are you for the feel of this November compared to years past where there's still so much on the line and the type of teams that you're going to face down this home stretch?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, this November schedule is going to be a fun time. You know, we got a lot of top Big 12 ranked teams. You know, Oklahoma is obviously top 15, top 25. So, you know, they're doing really great. It's going to be a brutal schedule, but, you know, us being who we are, we love that. We love to attack the challenge, and we love to prove people wrong, you know. So I feel like it's all set up for us to go out and finish the season as strong as we can.
Hey, well, I have a couple more questions from Jay Drew and then Jay Catch.
Hey, Max, you're kind of getting towards the end of your career. What is the most hostile place you've played in, and maybe what's the craziest PG-13 rated thing you've heard?
I mean, I don't know, dude. There's so many different places I can think of. You know, Georgia Southern a couple years ago was pretty hostile. I was sitting on the bench because I got ejected in the first half, so I was hearing a lot of that in my street clothes. But honestly, I'd probably say Utah State was probably the most hostile when it comes down to it. You know, their student section, obviously, it's a big time rivalry for them. They're right behind us. They're in our ear at every, you know, defensive break. We couldn't really hear anything going on. So, you know, it was pretty personal up there. So I'd say that's probably honestly the most hostile. But in terms of like crazy environment, I think it's still got to be Tennessee. You know, going into Texas, I thought this game would be somewhat comparable, but Tennessee was a different animal in terms of, you know, crowd and, you know, just passion in the fans. So,
Max, we've seen Cialy Acera take a step up here and play a lot more reps the last 2 weeks. I want to get your evaluation of him as a guy who's been around the program for quite a while and been being a freshman.
No, yeah, I mean, Cialy's, I mean, I've seen him come in. He's been in here since, you know, the beginning of this year, you know, when he was still in high school. And I've seen him, you know, try to take in all the information that he can. He's changed his body a lot. He's done a lot of stuff on and off the field to, you know, get to where he's at. And, you know, it's good to see him coming in and making an impact, making plays when, you know, obviously we have a little hole at linebacker with Ben being out the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, him and Harrison both have come in and done what they needed to do to, you know, replace Ben, and you know, they're doing their best. They're only going to get better from here for sure.
You guys have faced a lot of really good running backs in this Big 12 schedule, and CJ Donaldson and the rest of the guys at West Virginia add to that. What do you make of their offense in West Virginia?
No, yeah, I mean, from the evaluation I've done so far, yeah, they got a quarterback who makes, you know, good decisions, doesn't throw a lot of picks. You know, he's versatile, can run the ball. I think he's like their second leading rusher. So, I mean, yeah, we love attacking that challenge. Every team, like I said in the past, is going to have, you know, one of those running backs, some big athletic receivers, a good offensive line. So, yeah, it's just, you know, a matter of taking those challenges, taking them and, you know, taking away the threats that they have. That was a big emphasis going into the Texas game. They had a couple playmakers, and, you know, we wanted to shut them down. So it's just going to be the same thing going forward.
Thank